stone.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And a good Saturday morning. Happy Father's Day weekend. We are back in the saddle. This is Garden America. This hour brought to us by our good friends at Bayer. Get more from the blue bottle. That's Bayer Advanced at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. You can also pose your questions and comments live on our live Facebook feed. As you see, three guys doing a radio show for 2 hours. That's exciting. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Go ahead, Tiger.
We're having a really exciting morning.
Oh,
we're all just ready to go right now. It's
yeah.
Awesome.
We
got
a
thousand things going on at once.
This Facebook Live has really boosted things around here. A lot more people listening, watching, obviously.
Yep.
And we have to behave ourselves and even dress nicer. That's the two biggest changes I've noticed over the past several years.
It's a good thing they still don't have smell-o-vision because still didn't shower before I came.
Hey. It's unlike you. What are you doing? I guess John's got a bad throat this morning. He can't talk. He's got is it a frog or a horse?
It's not that bad. I think it'll clear up shortly.
Okay. But you're a man of few words this morning, I guess, so far.
You know where I was Monday? I went to the fair.
How was that?
That's nice. Did you win something?
Well, no, it was closed.
Oh, I know where you went. I knew where this was going. The Deborah Lee Baldwin Horticulturist of the Year Award?
Yeah.
And how was that? Good turnout?
It was really nice, yeah. I'm not sure about the number of people, 200 to 300.
All right.
It was pretty good, a great turnout.
And they held it, obviously, in a building. Which
Jim
building?
Jim Peterson, the publisher of Garden Design Magazine, was there. Kathy Brenzel from Sunset Magazine, who we've had on our show before.
Some of the heavy hitters in the industry.
Was there. And Deborah gave a talk, which was really interesting. She's just a great person all around. Mm-hmm. She really deserved the award. I would say that she single-handedly made succulents popular. Because prior to her, if anyone had a collection of succulents, you'd go to her house and they'd be all lined up in pots in a row, one
individual.
Pot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She said, hey, you can take these things, you can mix them together in containers, you can put them in the landscape.
You can treat them like any other plant for the most part.
Yeah. So it's nice. Susan Morris was there and
our good friend Susan.
And had cookies baked special for.
And that was your highlight.
Deborah. Well, no, we weren't allowed to eat them because I think they were, if I'm not mistaken, they were six for $100.
Six cookies for $100.
Something like that.
And the proceeds went to.
Well, there were no proceeds. That's how much it cost them to buy the cookies.
Six cookies.
Yeah.
They were the magic cookies.
They had 12. No, but they were like works of art.
Oh, yeah?
As a matter of fact.
What did they look like?
I'd like to see the pictures. You took pictures, right?
I do have a picture on my phone. Maybe during the break I'll go get it.
Okay.
And you can put it on Facebook. Yeah, the pictures were obviously, or the cookies were frosted with pictures of cactus and succulents and said something like Deborah Lee Baldwin, Horticulturist of the Year 2017.
Who was the MC, by the way?
That.
Anybody you know?
Jim Bishop, who's, okay. I think, the president of the society, but he really just gave a brief introduction.
And then she just took it from there
and
ran
Susie
with it.
And Susie Torre Bueno, who was the past president, also gave up and came up and spoke. But it was mainly a talk by Deborah, and it was interesting. I liked it. And she's going to be on our show
in September.
September?
Yeah.
Hopefully by then we'll have things worked out so we can do some type of demonstration in studio with her.
Yeah, we talked about that prior to the show.
We should make cookies and sell
them. And sell them. You know?
She did not.
You got my mind rolling right now on how I can
six
start.
For $100.
Exactly.
We're gonna see if John gets his phone during the break. We'll take a look at these cookies.
Yeah, I might have some pictures. I'll take a look at my email and see.
So obviously, the fair being closed on Monday, that was your opportunity.
Well, it was nice that because I could walk around and look at all the displays. To me, the displays looked a little dreary.
Mm.
A lot of drought tolerant.
It wasn't so drought tolerant.
Low water wise. I don't know.
But you had a good
time.
I've
seen better. There were some excellent plants there, and some of those displays were especially nice. The orchid display was great. The bromeliad display was fantastic. There were some interesting things there. The inside of the building was closed, so I didn't get to see any of the cut flower displays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually the roses and the dahlias and gladiolus, those all look pretty good.
Well, very good. That was last Monday, so again, our congratulations to Deborah Lee Baldwin, Horticulturist of the Year. The same award that Bruce and Sharon won a few years ago when you and I emceed that event. That was a good time, so congratulations.
Fun. That's
great.
That was fun.
All right, Biz Talk Radio, it is another edition of Garden America, Facebook Live. Questions, comments, you can post them on Facebook or send emails to john@gardenamerica.com or call us the old-fashioned way, toll-free at 855-424-9825. It is 12 minutes after the hour. It is Father's Day weekend,
yeah.
And we are all fathers here. How about that?
Yeah.
You're the youngest father, but
I am. I'm still, I guess you never stop fathering.
No.
But. You know, I'm like in the middle of it all right now.
But in a few years when your kids are old enough to buy you presents, that's when it gets good.
Exactly. Hey, I saw the most awesome Father's Day present the other day walking out of my kid's preschool. I didn't get one, but the other kid made their father one. You know, they make ties. That was the thing. When you're a dad, you get a tie for Father's Day.
Yeah, the old
joke.
No.
This dad was walking out wearing a awesome hand-painted cape. I'm like, I want a cape. Why didn't my son make me a cape for Father's Day? Like a superhero cape.
Who wears capes anymore?
He's two years old.
Well, get on it.
I'm going to make you a cape.
He should be making me capes.
So you want to bring back the cape. We should all be wearing capes.
Capes, yes. Yeah.
All right.
It was legit. Like he looked like a Superman.
Like Frank Costanza's attorney. Another Seinfeld reference. He was downtown with a man wearing a cape.
Oh.
So Father's Day capes instead of ties.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do on Father's Day? Anything special lined up?
No.
My son's taking me to Red Lobster.
What?
Kind of a yearly thing we started about 5 years ago.
He just
says, order what you want. And there's a lot of lobster and butter on that
the
table.
The shrimp fest.
Oh, boy.
All you can eat.
So that's happening tomorrow. Hey, John's got the quote of the week, the special Father's Day quote of the week. Our guest is lined up after we take our break. We'll come back with that. And again, that's 855-424-9825 if you want to pick up the phone. John, this week's quote.
Yeah, this quote is from John Gregory Brown, and he wrote a book called Decorations in a Ruined Cemetery.
Hmm.
And this quote came out of the book. And I thought it kind of went along with Father's Day. And he said, there's something like a line of gold thread running through a man's words when he talks to his daughter. And gradually over the years, it gets to be long enough for you to pick it up in your hands and weave it into a cloth that feels like love itself.
And you took that right out of the book.
Right out of the book.
So, you wanna, you,
Usually when guys talk about Father's Day, you think about sons.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of quotes out there about sons, but there's daughters, too.
Absolutely, daughters, too. All right, here on Biz Talk Radio, we are getting ready for a great 2 hours today. Coming back from the break, Tiger's lined up a special guest. Who will be speaking? Who will we be speaking with, Tiger?
We'll be talking with Jeb Barton from Nomadic Teepees. I'm really excited because we're going to be talking teepees for your backyard.
So we're going to build teepees?
Yes.
Teepees in your backyard in the year 2017. Okay, that's
interesting. How long have we been on the air? Like 20 years?
Yeah, close to 20 years.
Close to 20
We've
years.
We've never had a teepee interview.
Never. This is the first.
This is the first one.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear how it goes, too.
Now, how did you come across Jeb?
I've always wanted a teepee for my own yard. So then in my research, I found Jeb.
Okay, and these are like real...
These are the Native American teepee.
The way they did it, the real
exactly,
deal.
Exactly.
Okay. And, of course, that does tie into the environment, obviously.
Right. And I also brought in one of the Native American fertilizers this morning, sitting right in front of John there. What is it, John?
The fish emulsion?
Yeah, fish emulsion, yeah.
Remember? Don't you remember Thanksgiving dinner? You know, they taught the
they didn't
pilgrims.
Emulsion, didn't they put the whole
they
fish
put the
in
whole,
there?
Well, okay, I'm sorry. They didn't emulsify the fish, but they did put the fish in there with the corn seeds.
That's right? What they did. The fish with the corn seeds. That's the tie-in. Everything has to tie into each other this morning.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. That said, we are going to take a break and come back. Again, your calls, questions, emails, john@gardenamerica.com. You can also call us toll-free through the BizTalk Radio Network at 855-424-9825. If you're watching on Facebook, you can get on with your questions, comments right there. We'll do our best to answer just about everybody, if not all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Here on BizTalk Radio, it is Garden America. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. John Bagnasco, we're going to step aside, take a break, coming back with our guest, Jeb. We're talking teepees this morning. Happy Saturday.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Buying Theravance DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 22 minutes after the hour, back here at Garden America Live, Facebook Live as well. Lines are open. It is toll-free at 855-424-9825. john@gardenamerica.com, or post your questions and comments on our Facebook page, Facebook Live. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, happy Father's Day weekend. Good to have you along. Anything we want to talk about before we get to Jeb? Ready to go?
Ready.
Let's do Jeb.
All right, so this morning, you know, the guys were mentioning earlier that kind of a funny topic, but I always felt that there's things that you can include in your backyard that beyond plants could really add a lot. And a teepee to the backyard says nothing more than connecting to nature. And so we found Jeb Barton from Nomadic Teepees, who actually constructs everything that you need for the teepee and can ship them anywhere to you. And then you can put them together yourself, because you got to remember that teepees were for the Indians and they were nomadic people. So they had to move these things every once in a while, depending on mm-hmm. the season. And so they had to be easy to pack up, move on, and then set back up again.
And be durable and be protective and all the other things as well.
Right, exactly. So, you know, to talk a little bit about what a teepee is and, you know, how people can possibly incorporate them into your yard, we brought on Jeb Barton from Nomadic Teepees. Jeb, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much. And you?
Yeah, we're all doing really well.
Outstanding, yeah. Good to have you on, Jeb.
So, Jeb, tell mm-hmm. us a little bit about Nomadic Teepees, how it started, and what your background is to make you a teepee expert.
Well, we have been making teepees now for 42 years. We started in 1970, and I began the business. I was teaching school back east in at a private school, private high school, and wanted to start my own school that incorporated nature, natural laws, and a study of nature integrated with the regular high school curriculum. So I came out west to do that, came to Oregon to do that, and spent two or three years, or planned to spend two or three years, accumulating some experiences myself around some of the ideas and philosophies that I had in mind. And one of them was to live in a teepee in the wilderness through the winter. And I did that and realized during the course of that experience that the teepee was an extraordinary dwelling in and of itself. It was also an extraordinary experience that a person could really learn a great deal from about nature and about themselves. So I decided, well, what a great thing to have in a school. It was high school. And so I decided to start making them to see how it would work as an idea. And I had the idea also to integrate the making of the teepees as a small cottage industry, to integrate it with the school, so that in, that over the course of the students' 10th, 11th, and 12th years, they would each year have one course in the business where you studied a number of things, so that when you got out of high school, not only had you studied the various philosophies around nature and natural law that have to do with actually every aspect of academia, not only biology and physics, but you can even integrate it into math. So I looked at it for that in that way and thought, well, there are at least two or three positions that would be very interesting for students. And one would be you could learn socially responsible business because you're running a small business. You could teach accountability. You could teach integrity. That would be terrific. You could also teach a green footprint. What were the various steps involved in manufacturing? And you know, who was growing the cotton? Under what conditions? How were they paid? What was the nature of the transportation? And then you could also teach interaction among people. You could teach the kind of accountability that you have to have in business, working with other people. So team building. So those three things were really of value. I thought, wow, what a great way to integrate those into a high school curriculum. And if the sort of making of the teepees made little money for the school, that'd be great. Even if it just broke even, it would be a unique way to teach curriculum. Also, in the process, we could, of course, look at that aspect of the Native American culture, look at the Native American presence, look at what the teepee was about, why it was used, and really get into that aspect of what the teepee is all about. So it had a really broad range of possibilities, which actually, in a way, to a certain extent, still exist for people to get them. So I started making them to try out the idea, and it exploded as a business, and here we are.
That's exciting. And I mean, the teepee is the center of their community to some extent, is that that's what they built their village around. So a lot of their history surrounds them. They evolved over the years. So you can kind of take it from here was the original teepee and now the teepee of today. And, you know, then your own experience with you living in a teepee through the winter up there in Oregon. Tell me a little bit more about that, because, I mean, was this a rough teepee when you first did it, and then you've kind of learned and built on from then, and, you know, or did you kind of already have a good foundation for teepee building when you first started?
No, I knew nothing about it, and ironically, I did get a teepee from a company out of California, but they only made it as a novelty, and there was no one in the entire United States taking it seriously as an aspect of our cultural history. And preserving it, you know, in its natural way, and preserving it with regard to how it was originally used. But I was able to get my hands on a teepee, so we lived in that teepee through the winter. As I said, which turned out to be an extraordinary experience, because we were really doing what they did. I mean, we didn't kind of innovate it. We were living in a teepee through the winter, about 7,000 feet in Oregon. Doing the same thing they did. We had to pay attention to water. We had to pay attention to our food. We had to keep things from freezing. You have little critters coming and going. So very interesting experience, and that's what drew me into an awareness of how valuable it could be as a teaching and learning format.
You know what, Jeb, we're going to come up on a break here in just over a minute, but I'm curious as to the legitimacy of these teepees in terms of you're doing the real deal. This is not some fabricated fake teepee. This is something that's actually the real thing that the Native Americans lived in, correct? And what is it made out of?
We're doing it absolutely perfectly as far as we know, as far as history tells us. We make the real thing. We make them out of a very heavy canvas. I have made a few out of leather. We did make all the teepees for the movie Dances with Wolves, Kevin Costner's movie. I made 18 leather teepees for him for that movie, which was very interesting because I had always wanted to do that, but no one really had the money.
Hey, Jeb, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. Jeb, we'll come right back. We're going to take a break, Jeb. Okay. Stay with us. If you have any questions, 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. Also right there on Facebook. As we get into what a teepee is actually made of, the real deal, as we continue with Jeb here on Biz Talk Radio. It's Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox stepping aside. We are coming right back. Stay with us.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want and Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low.
36 minutes after the hour, we are back here on Garden America. Biz Talk Radio, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. Thank you for joining us. And again, the line's open at 855-424-9825. john@gardenamerica.com or right there on Facebook Live. We are talking teepees with Jeb, and prior to the break, we were talking about what they're really made of.
Jeb, and you were mentioning that you had made some for the movie Dances with Wolves, and that you used leather to cover those teepees, but your normal product that you use is canvas, right?
Yes, that's correct. We use organic canvas, a heavy treated canvas designed to last as many years as possible, depending on the environment.
And how long would a canvas cover last?
You know, that depends, John, entirely upon where you are. Altitude has to do with it, UV effects, you know, as you go up higher. Humidity has an effect on it. That brings in mold and mildew. So they're going to last anywhere from minimum, usually around 3 years minimum, to up to 10 years. So it depends on your environment and whether or not you take care of them well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a deck or something.
Like anything
sure
else.
Like anything,
it, right?
Yeah.
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 Well, if you rub them down with bear grease, they last long.
Bear grease.
Hey, Jeff, I was just wondering, because Indians, that was their home. They cooked in those and
right.
had fires. Can you build fires in yours, and do you recommend it?
Well, absolutely. As I said, this is the real thing. So the teepee is designed to have a fire in it. That's a very big deal.
Wow.
And we have, you know, on the website instructions about all of that. But yes is the answer. This is the real thing again. So that's one of the high points because we do have people living year-round in them.
They live year-round, so they'll actually purchase this and have it as their home?
Yes. Not a big percentage. Maybe 5 to 7% of the people that get teepees from us are actually living in them year-round. Most people are doing them similar to what probably you're interested in this morning.
Hey, Jeb, let me ask you this. Are they a standard size or do they vary?
No, we have a huge range of sizes. We have we talk in terms of the size, we talk in terms of the floor diameter from the front to the rear. So we have an 8-foot teepee for kids, and we go all the way up to a 26-foot teepee in diameter, which is a big ceremonial or gathering type teepee. So our teepees in size are an 8-foot teepee, a 12-foot teepee, 14, 16-foot, 18-foot, 20, 22, and 26, and that's floor diameter. So the range is huge.
Wow. So, I mean, in that 26, I mean, you could hold a meeting in there.
The banquet room.
You could have, like, a little bathroom off to the side and a kitchenette, I'm sure. That's pretty extensive.
Well, some people do that. They actually do, yeah.
And beyond, like, the canvas on the outside, you guys actually have them with designs and works of art. So, it could be something sitting in your yard or on a piece of property that is like a work of art, not so much just even the home, right?
Absolutely, and that's a really good point. It's an important point. You know, there really are essentially three appeals here. The first is the cultural appeal, as you've pointed out. You know, this came with the land. This came with the continent. This was here before any of us got here. You know, and this does to a great extent. Yes, it was only used in the Great Basin area, the Montanas, Idaho, you know, northern Nevada, that range of what's called the Great Basin in the United States. But nonetheless, it's come to be the symbol of the Native people in the United States in general. You know, kind of it's sort of part of the myth. But in that sense, then you bring a part of the ancient, you know, the culture of this continent into your yard or into your space, and you know that has a feel. That definitely has a feel, and in some environments, in some garden environments, it really fits, and that's one of the big appeals. Many people get it for that very reason. And the second reason would be that it is a work of art, as you're pointing out. It is really a sculpture. It is superb. Again, if people check it out on the website, again, there are a lot of beautiful pictures. You will see that it is indeed a work of art. So that's the second reason, and you can put any art on it you want. We have tremendous artists. We just are cranking out. We're working almost 7 days a week, all day long, every day, just doing the painting. So the huge range of that, and it really is a beautiful work of art. And then the third thing is that it's a quiet meditation space. On the one hand, you can get smaller ones, and kids will just never come out of it. We make a joke, you know, if you're going to get a small one for the kids, there's one caveat. We say to the parents, you know, you get ready, because you'll see a little note on the front of it once the kids go in, and it'll tell you how often they plan to come out, and you'll get visiting rights every couple of weeks, and they'll tell you what kind of pizza they want, but you won't see them for a long time because the kids just love it. So it has that whole range. And then, you know, for adults, you have a quiet meditation space, maybe a place to take a nap. So that's the range. But as a work of art, yes, you're quite right. It is a beautiful sculpture out there. And the artwork, we have very authentic that we can make them. We actually antique them to make them look really old, like it's, you know, something that you bought at an auction at the Smithsonian or something. And yet we also have very bright teepee designs that we use for campgrounds like that because, again, there's a big appeal in the United States right now in the camping world because people are looking for a unique experience, and the teepee certainly is that.
And so the way people can get a hold of you guys on the website is just real simple, tipi.com, T-I-P-I.com, and that has a lot of information.
Yes, and that's the native spelling of the word, T-I-P-I.com.
Yes, I noticed that on Facebook when I saw what Tiger had posted.
And, you know, they have all the prices, the ordering information, and examples of what you guys have done in the past for people to get inspiration for their own teepee. But then it also has some tips on teepee living and, you know, just your guys' own experiences with this product, which is nice because this is kind of new to a lot of people that, you know, through your 40 years of experience, I'm sure there's some great wealth of knowledge that needs to be handed down from person to person.
Well, we do have a lot of that, yes. You know, like I said, 47 years of doing this. The other thing, too, is that our approach now is really not as a business. Our approach is as a cultural educational project. So the information on our website is very thorough and geared towards, you know, educating and sustaining the understanding of this as a cultural experience and as part of our American history.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Jeb, and hope you have a good rest of the weekend. You're up there. How's the weather in Oregon right now for you?
Not a cloud in the sky. It's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Hey,
well,
Jeb,
enjoy.
Quick question before you go. What part of Oregon are you?
I'm in Bend, Oregon, about 4,000 feet up in the high desert.
Okay. Very good.
All right. All right. Thanks for joining us. Take care.
That was definitely different and unique, and I think your appetite now is wet because now you want to build one for your backyard.
I got to figure out how I get one on the nursery property now. Just, you know, giant 26-foot teepee.
If anything, it would draw attention.
Right.
You know, I only see about, you know, between 10 to 15 teepees a day anyway, so I'm sure this will be something very unique for the nursery. Very interesting. It's a whole culture. It's a whole, you know, you could incorporate that into your landscape with a Southwest type of look.
Yep.
So on and so forth. But I can't believe all the different sizes.
Yeah. And you can have a fire in it. I mean, you know, can you imagine one of your sheds, your garden sheds, and you're like, oh, I'm going to have a fire in this garden shed.
Now, he uses for the most part canvas. I imagine the original ones were leather or probably animal skins of some type.
Animal hides, right.
Animal
Buffalo
hides, yeah.
Hides, probably.
Right.
There you go.
But yeah. It was funny the way that he said that he didn't use leather teepees until he did the ones for Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, to the legitimacy of the movie.
Because no one else had the budget for it.
I'm sure.
Yeah, wonder, that's interesting.
Wonder what a good hide teepee covering cost.
Right? What's that go for these days? All right, 855-424-9825. Anything on your mind? John at GardenAmerica.com or right there on Facebook. By the way, here in San Diego, we've got a bit of a heat wave going on, and that does mean adjusting perhaps your watering schedule.
Definitely needs to be adjusted right now because as we get into the drier, and even I saw some places in the Midwest had 4% humidity, which is definitely
surprising.
Not
in the Midwest
for them. Right, yeah.
Midwest.
And it was this, you know, just weird phenomenon moving through, and they're not used to that because even though it might be hot, it's humid, so then they don't have to water that much.
Right.
But to have 4% humidity is
like that's like
very
Phoenix,
dry.
Arizona.
Yeah. Right? The dry heat.
So I know I told you earlier that I normally probably give a good watering twice a week. I'm every other day now for the past couple of days because it's just, you know, that the heat just dries and soaks everything up. And I imagine the same for you, John. Instead
I've been
of
watering
2 hours
daily. Daily in for some particular plants like the sun patients.
Right.
I can tell when they need
water.
Yeah,
because they droop. I came home the other day and mine were kind of just drooped over. Kind of like that.
Kind of
hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what else I did this week, finally.
Oh, boy. Ooh. More stories from John Begnasco. 855-424-9825. John, Brian, Tiger coming right back. This is the Garden America radio program.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 52 minutes after the hour, final segment, hour number one on this Saturday, Father's Day weekend here at Garden America. Brian Main, John Vignesco, and Tiger Palafox. Not only can you follow us on Facebook, you can watch the show live right now every Saturday, 8 to 10 Pacific Time, 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. 855-424-9825. Email questions to john@gardenamerica.com or right there on Facebook. Now, John wanted to tell us a story about what he did. Did you say it was this week, yesterday? Or
No, this week, finally.
This week, finally.
Yeah, before I do that, just quickly, we got an email from Rick of Monrovia about the teepees.
Yes.
He said, I heard that Bill Walton has one of these at his house. I think he lives in the San Diego area.
And yeah. He does.
You know he does?
I've heard that.
Really?
So if he's bringing it up, then
yeah,
probably true. But it would be a big, tall teepee.
that would have to be one of those 26-foot ones
exactly.
Him to fit into there.
Exactly. Hey, John, before we get to your story about what you did, let's go to Florida as Carl is standing by with a tomato question. Carl, welcome to the show. This is Garden America. How can we help you from Florida today, my friend?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I've been trying to grow tomatoes for a few months now, and Florida is a pretty good climate for it. The plants seem to be doing fine, but every time I get my tomatoes to the point where they're about to turn and ripen, something comes through and eats them all.
Like actually pulls it off of the plant and eats it, or like leaves chunks of the tomato on the plant?
They get pulled off the plant, and then there's really small little pieces in the back of my garden. I have it all fenced in so my chickens don't scratch it off. And I'll see like a little small pieces that didn't get eaten and like a few seeds on the ground. But, I mean, they'll come through and they'll eat like 50 tomatoes in one night. and just disintegrate everything.
Whoa.
And they eat. They also eat all my watermelon shoots. So I'll sprout and start a bunch of watermelon from seed, and once they get to about 6 inches, I'll place them in the garden and come back out, and they're gone the next day.
Carl, what part of Florida do you live in?
Central Florida by Tampa.
Okay. There usually that's some type of rodent, and it can even be things like, I don't know if you have raccoons in the area, but even raccoons can do it. But usually it's a type of rat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say rats.
Yeah, to do that much damage and to actually pull it off the stem.
And right. you have a chicken coop, you say, too. Do you find that critters are getting into the chicken feed and things of that nature as well, or is it just the vegetables?
I've had a couple rats trying to get into my chicken coop, trying to get into the feed, and I've limited the feed that I give the chickens a day to one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be helping, but... I have noticed that they're still around. What I did do is I took my tomatoes and I ran a clothesline about 6 feet off the ground and then sent strings down and connected it to my tomato plants. So some of my tomato plants are about 6.5 feet tall now, and something's still eating the plant or the tomatoes off the plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, of course, rats can easily get up.
Right, they're tenacious. Yeah. That won't stop them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you wanted to know for absolute sure, you could always put a camera out there at night.
Or look for droppings.
Yeah, and take a picture. Or,
yeah.
You know, they've got those have a heart traps where you can, if you don't want to kill what's there, you can actually trap them and then find out what it was you did have. And if it's a rat, you can dispose of it. If it's some other type of animal, you can relocate it.
Yeah.
But no matter what, you know, as far as like a solution goes, one of the things that I like to use for problems like that is the bird netting, because it's kind of a light netting that you can drape over your crops, maybe put a couple stakes to kind of hold it up.
Wouldn't the rat eat right through that?
No, it's like fishing line. Okay. And, I mean, they but I tell people to leave it loose. Because even you'll find when you're working with it and it's loose, you get tangled up in it. And a lot of people make the mistake of making like a secure fence or like trying to make something rigid to secure the area.
And then they can climb right up.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if it's loose, it's very difficult.
Yeah, they get the creatures are scared because they get caught in it. And, I mean, it's a dangerous thing because there's birds that get caught into it.
They panic.
And then they get fluttered and then they start to get trapped in there just like a fish would in a fishing line. But rats and raccoons, they're smart. And if they feel that it's dangerous, guess what? They're moving to your neighbor's yard where he doesn't have bird netting and he'll eat his tomatoes.
Right.
so that's what I tell people for rodents.
Take that netting and just kind of like run it over each row or something and just keep it all the way to the ground and all the way around all the plants, or do it around each individual plant.
No, just run it over the whole row. They sell big sheets of it, and you can just like kind of bring it all the way to the ground, but just kind of leave it loose. Something that you can kind of lift up to be able to work in, but at the same time, you don't want it rigid because then they'll use it to climb.
Do you need to put something at the base so they don't tunnel under it, right?
Well, for tunneling, I don't think, you know, that's a different problem, but this is just something I think to keep the rats out. I don't know if they will tunnel.
All right.
So there you go. We think it's rodents / raccoons or otherwise.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, yeah, Carl, thank you. Call us again from Florida, from the Tampa Bay area, Central Florida.
They could have any animal in Tampa Bay.
Exactly.
You could have like a...
Panthers, black panthers.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wolverine.
You know, no Wolverine.
Hey, whatever happened to the jackal? North. I never hear about jackals anymore.
You know, that segues into the story that I was going to tell.
Which we're going to hear
after this next break.
Well, we got a top of the hour news coming up.
It's next hour.
Next hour, we're going to kick things off with John's story.
I finally did.
How about that for a good old-fashioned radio tease? This is Garden America.
It might not be that exciting anymore.
And again, what a buildup. It better be. Or if not, then make some stuff up.
All right.
855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Taking the break. We are back at 6 minutes after with hour number two.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.